of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
Well, I said it last night, and I'll say it again. This is my first day, so thank you for the very warm welcome. It's good to be here with all of you. On this day, we commemorate the fathers of the First Ecumenical Council. I talked a little bit last night about how important this is, the theology that they preached. But in fact, it's so important that both the epistle and the gospel we are given today very directly tie into this. It's normal that whatever the feast we're celebrating has an accompanying epistle and gospel that somehow reflect the themes of the feast, but this might be one of the most obvious other than, Pascha, which is hard to beat. Because in the epistle today, we hear St. Paul talking about how the church will stand. No matter what comes at her, the church will stand. And we hear in the gospel a proclamation of Christ from the Gospel of John, where he talks about, briefly anyway, who he is. That he is one with God, the Father. Why is this important? Well, as you may or may not be aware, the First Ecumenical Council was convened to combat Arianism, which is quite the heresy, but in order to summarize last night very briefly at least, it mixes up who Christ really is. It makes him a creation, and therefore not God. Arius believed that Jesus was the firstborn of creation. He was a really cool dude, but not God. And the First Ecumenical Council said, no, he is both God and man, consubstantial with the Father. Sometimes it may seem, as we live our lives, like there are many attacks on the church or on ourselves, and yet we know that the church can and will survive. That's what we hear in the epistle, right? That's what it means that the church, the doors, will hold. That's what it meant at the First Ecumenical Council when there was a heresy that had spread over a large amount of the kingdom and one that would continue to plague Christendom long after the council. Unfortunately, that first council did not resolve the problem, and it was a continuing battle for quite a while afterwards. And yet, in the end, the church, Christ, was victorious. How do we know that? Well, you're all here. It's a pretty good indicator. We have a church where we celebrate Christ. A number of weeks ago, a little over 40 days ago, we celebrated Pascha, his death and resurrection. This past week, we celebrated his ascension into heaven. And in a few weeks, next week, we'll celebrate Pentecost. This is a great festal time filled with much joy. And we can only have that joy because Christ, who is God and man, was born of a virgin, putting on our flesh, suffered, died, was resurrected, and ascended into heaven. If even one of those things didn't happen, then there's no point in us being here. It really is that simple. If Jesus isn't God, then what is all of this for? If Jesus wasn't man, then we can't be saved. If he didn't die and resurrect in our flesh and ascend to heaven with that flesh, we have no path to that salvation. That is the beauty of this period, because it's the roadmap of our own salvation. We're born, we have to die, all of us enter the waters of baptism and come out born anew. We are resurrected with Christ, we live a life, hopefully a good one, and then we die, this time a bodily death, and we go and live in everlasting joy. But only if Jesus was both God and man, died for us, resurrected, and was ascended into heaven. That is an absolute prerequisite. That is the beauty of this feast and of this period. So, I won't take up too much more time, but what does this mean for all of you? Hopefully you've all been on a path trying to work out your salvation for a while now, at least as long as you've been coming to the Orthodox Church, possibly longer. Some of you maybe from birth. So what? It's what you've done every day your whole life, right? That may be true, but it is not good enough to simply know all of that in your head. We as Christians live that reality every day. We carry the joy of the risen and ascended Lord with us out into the world. When we go and make disciples of all nations, it's in the resurrected and ascended Christ, who is God and man. That is the reality we are to live every day, that we are to take out into the world, broken and hurting as it may be, as it was in the time of the First Ecumenical Council, and as it is still now. This broken world can only be healed by Christ. So, we go out when the service is over, and we take that joy out into the world. Don't let it go. Don't forget why it is you're coming here. Don't forget why it is you go and receive communion or go to confession. Those are wonderful things, but on their own, they mean nothing. It is only in the life of the church, when we carry the joy of the risen Lord, when we seek to unite ourselves to his own life, that we achieve salvation through him. That's what it means to be Christian. That's why we're here today. And every day. That's why we come to all of our church services. That's why we do our morning and evening prayers, which I hope you all do. That's why we go to confession and communion. That's why we're baptized. That's why we have our wedding service here. It's all part of that life in Christ. In the risen and ascended Christ, who is both God and man. Thank you. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.